From KQED in San Francisco, this is the California Report, the statewide news program focusing on the issues, culture, and public affairs of the Golden State.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Dogpile.com. All of these search engines piled into one: Google, Yahoo, LiveSearch, and Ask.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. San Francisco goes to court today in a bid to save its universal health care plan, days before the program was due to launch. A federal judge ruled yesterday the city can't force employers to either provide health insurance for workers or pay into a city-run insurance fund. Deputy City Attorney Vince Chabria said San Francisco will appeal, asking for a stay to let Healthy San Francisco go into effect.
The hardship would be tremendous if the city is not allowed to go forward on January 2nd. Tens of thousands of people will be denied health coverage if the city is not allowed to implement this aspect of its program.
The suit was brought by the Golden Gate Restaurant Association. The nation's housing slump appears to be getting broader and deeper, especially in California. Eric Anderson of KPBS in San Diego has more.
San Diego is one of a handful of cities where home values were down more than 10% in October from a year ago. The Standard & Poor's Kay Schiller monthly survey found prices are down nearly 7% in the nation's 20 largest markets. S&P's Maureen Maitland says there is weakness across the country.
As you're looking across all of the markets that we follow, we're not seeing really any good news in any particular market. Markets are either in decline, outright decline, or even those that are still growing are growing at a much slower pace than they were a year ago.
Maitland says Los Angeles prices are off nearly 9%. San Francisco's home values declined just over 6%. She says it is no surprise that California is experiencing some of the biggest declines.
These markets grew at tremendous paces in 2003, 2004, 2005, high double-digit rates. So right now they're retrenching a bit. And you know, while they look like they're in large decline, and yes, they are in large decline, if you look at them versus where they were 10 years ago, you're still looking at markets where home prices are well over 100% of what they were.
Maitland says the housing market's broad decline is exacerbated by the collapse of the subprime mortgage industry. Credit is tighter, and that makes it difficult for people to buy. She also says the slumping market could be a drag on the rest of the economy in 2008. For the California Report, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.
Longtime L.A. sportscaster Stu Nahan died yesterday. He was 81. He retired from TV news in 1999, but kept busy doing radio shows for the Dodgers and play-by-play for the Philadelphia Flyers and Eagles. He was also an actor. Movie fans remember him best for his roles in the Rocky series and Fast Times at Ridgemont High. The Getty Center celebrates its 10-year anniversary this winter. Perched atop the hills of West Los Angeles, the museum is a must-see destination. Just about everyone agrees on that. But there's not so much agreement about the Getty Center's impact on the Southern California art scene. Reporter Adolfo Guzman-Lopez of KPCC explains.
The ribbon cutting 10 years ago took place under a December sun that reflected off of the Getty's sprawling marble plaza. A gospel choir, East L.A. roots band Los Lobos, and a youth orchestra performed. The Getty Trust chairman at the time, Robert Arburu, welcomed the special guests.
Governor Wilson, Lieutenant Governor Davis, Mayor Reardon, members of the Board of Supervisors and the City Council, members of the diplomatic corps.
The 100-acre campus took a decade and a half and $1 billion to build. Then Governor Pete Wilson described the Getty Center as a cultural gem beyond price.
There is no way that we can estimate the value of this remarkable gift to Los Angeles, but it is a gift to far more than simply those of us who are lucky enough to be in this city. It will be a gift to future generations.
The Getty Trust built the center to display its growing art collection and to house its massive research library and art conservation division. 10 years ago, fans argued that the Getty Center was to Los Angeles what the Louvre is to Paris and the Metropolitan Museum is to New York. The Getty's postmodern architecture and postcard vistas garnered worldwide cultural credibility for L.A., says art and literary publisher Gary Kornblau. But he adds, the Getty's art holdings fell short of the institution's grand promise.
The focus of the museum, of the actual building and of the site that it was built on and of the marketing around it was more drawn towards basic, like, tourists and a great place to go on a date, say, as opposed to a great place to see art.
The man who chose the site and who, more than any other, got the center built, former Getty Trust President Harold Williams, reflected recently on that criticism. He doesn't entirely disagree.
The overwhelming majority of the populace of Los Angeles are not traditional museum goers. And part of our objective was to create an institution that would be attractive and engaging to the people who make up Southern California.
Williams is also a board member of KPCC's parent, Southern California Public Radio. The Getty Center opened 5 years after the LA riots. Some critics said the new building communicated that the region's wealthiest cultural institution wanted to exist on an exalted plane separate from most of Los Angeles. Williams sees that argument refuted in the faces of the 1.5 million people who visit every year.
It's all nationalities, all ages, which is a major part of what we hope to accomplish.
Still, the location makes it less than accessible to many residents. Public transportation doesn't serve the area well. On a Friday afternoon, a bus ride from downtown L.A. to the Getty would take at least 2.5 hours. Nonetheless, some culture watchers contend that it's worth the trip. On the same day, you can hear a docent lecture on decorative arts, listen to a Brazilian band, or allow your kids to touch and learn about selected works in the galleries. University of Southern California Museum Studies Professor Selma Holo.
Whether it's the museum itself, whether it's the incredible family days on Sundays, or whether it's the research projects that they do, I think that they truly have made an effort to break down that physical isolation.
The Getty's architecture and scenic layout remain the biggest pull, even for diehard art world types. One of them is heading the Getty Trust now, Jim Wood, former director of the Art Institute of Chicago. His favorite place at the Getty isn't a gallery. He says it's Robert Irwin's elaborate sculptural garden.
It has grown, matured, filled out, you know, taken on more complex range of color. I'd like to think that's a metaphor maybe for the whole institution. We're still very young as this garden, but we've now had our roots in the soil of L.A. for a decade.
Wood says he wants to buy more art and to grant more money to other L.A. area museums. His institution's $5.5 billion endowment ensures plenty of options. For the California Report, I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez in Los Angeles.
That's the California Report for Thursday, December 27th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, sponsoring the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards, with information online at www.irvine.org, and the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, a new website rating hospital quality in California at calhospitalcompare.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.